Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Don't let an outdated garage door define your home. Revamp your home's appearance with a new ideal garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door designer. Hurry in and save big money on your next project. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Oh my goodness.
The one of one is missing.
I knew something was up.
Pop, that's almost twice as much going for the same price.
I just freaking love that Raider rookie logo.
Doing more buying.
Which one of these five quarterbacks has the worst set of pass catchers to throw the football to?
Guess how much I sniped this for an auction.
Number to five, you dirty animal.
I'm telling you, these optic on-card autos are money.
Your favorite day of the week, football cards, collecting, investing, all day, every day. We have a crazy wild card weekend, especially if you look at it from a football card perspective. His name is Andy. My name is Carter, and we hang out with you each and every week. Andy, your initial thoughts from wild card weekend with football cards is what?
Well, it's that the playoffs really drive a lot of additional volume, especially when you combine the price for certain players. So you take Jordan Love, for example. We've got some new data that we're tracking through our Keep'em app, so we're able to see what the best offer and buy it now sold data is on a day-to-day basis. And for Jordan Love, he's been insane. Like, if you just go back to yesterday, I was actually able to track over 2,000 buy it now or best offer sold rookie cards for Jordan Love on eBay. And that was well above CJ Stroud. Now, the other two factors you have to consider is the scarcity of Jordan Love rookie cards combined with the price. So when you have all those three factors, young quarterback, you know, big market, historic playoff appearance, and then also the fact that his rookie cards were cheaper on average than Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, and Tua, and the fact that he's got 3,457 different rookie cards created a perfect storm on eBay for those to absolutely go nuclear. I mean, there's a lot of cases where we saw 150% increases, like just on his base Donruss or his raw optic hollow. I mean, they were going for 10 to 15. They skyrocketed close to $100, you know? So, and we saw that across the board. And it's pretty wild. You can even see Baker Mayfield from the win last night. I mean, Baker taking really good care of the ball. I mean, beating the Eagles prime time, 30 fantasy point. Now, I get it. The Eagles secondary was like, you know, the high school junior varsity team out there. But Baker's now taking off. 260 eBay sold best offer buy it now compared to Josh Allen, which you don't see up here on the top. And that's this is why, Carter. Look at the most expensive Josh Allen card that sold in the past couple of days. It was this one that sold on the 12th, so it would have been Friday. And this card sold for $20,000. It's this gold mojo stained glass from 2018 Prism, PSA 10, 20 grand in a buy it now, marked down from $26,500. Compared to the most expensive Baker Mayfield card that sold in the past couple of days, which is a BGS 9.5 rookie ticket auto, cracked ice, serial numbered out of 24, sold for $1,400. A big difference there in the average resale price for those two players, which is why Baker Mayfield has so many more solds.
That is very interesting. Here's my major takeaway, is the 2020 NFL draft class and that 2020 Prism set just continues to get W's, right? You would think in a year with freaking Joe Burrow getting hurt, not making the playoffs, Justin Herbert not making the playoffs, getting hurt, Tua looking like a corn cob, you would think that that class from a football card perspective would go down. But Jordan Love now rises from the ashes, and he turns out to be really incredible. So if you're like me and you hold a lot of 2020 sealed wax, like I do, okay? I don't hold a lot like some people, but you're feeling good about yourself right now. If you are one of those people that bought the dip on Jordan Love after he didn't play all that well, you're feeling pretty good about yourself. And obviously the other big W, Andy, is the 2018 draft class with Baker Mayfield. At the very least, he is going to be the starter next year in Tampa, and that division still doesn't look to be all that great next year. Carolina is an absolute dumpster fire. The Saints looks like they're going to run it back with their coaching staff, and the Falcons could be hiring Bill Belichick pretty soon. Baker Mayfield looked incredible yesterday, even though, of course, the coaching from the Eagles and their overall age was really poor. So I look at those two draft classes. They just keep getting W's. Of course, 2018, Lamar and Josh Allen running away from the rest of the pack when it comes to QBs. It was a good day for those two draft classes, especially if you collect the sealed wax from those eras. As we say hi to Jason Vancastle, he's the one that runs a lot of our Facebook stuff for the Football Card Quest Network. Thank you so much, Jason. Good to see you. Mr. T Emo Cards, we appreciate each and every one of you tuning in to the live stream and the podcast feed and all that good stuff. Andy, obviously, before we talk more about this playoff picture, Prism, another week in. CJ Stroud dominates another week, and that's good for this new Prism product.
Yeah, Carter, because your point about keeping 2020 Prism sealed is very interesting, because 2020 Prism retail blaster boxes, mega boxes, have the potential to pull a Silver Prism auto, a serial numbered card. You don't have that in 2023 Prism. They changed it up. You can't pull that out of retail boxes. But thanks to CJ Stroud, thanks to Puka Nacua, you can actually, you know, still profit from these boxes, because look at just the orange laser, which you can hit in the box. That's a $125 card. If there's an orange CJ Stroud laser in here, I'm paying for this box fourfold. You know what I'm saying, Carter? So the question becomes, do you rip 2023 retail boxes? Are they worth buying, or are they worth holding sealed?
I have a mega back here, and I still regret the purchase. I do. It was kind of just like an impulse thing, because mega boxes have gone up so much. Okay, Andy, I go to my local Walmart. I go buy me a mega box. I want you to guess what the final price was after tax.
One mega, I'm guessing it was $59.99 plus tax. So you're probably like 66 out the door or something like that, 65?
Right on the money, $65. So really think about what that's like whenever you go into a retail store. Okay, just think about the average person. You're getting one box, but you also have to understand, when people go into like a Walmart to just go buy like a football card box or whatever, they're also buying a bunch of other items. And that happened to me. I was like, well, I know I got to go get some protein powder for my wife's morning shake. I know I got to pick up some steel wool because there's an ice front coming. And all those items that I purchased recently at Walmart was less than the Prism box that has 42 cards. Low chance of really pulling something special out of it. It's priced people out, and you're telling me that the likelihood of big autos aren't there, and I've already seen a bunch of gold shimmer CJ Stroud cards are out there. 65, dude, I just don't know. I really don't know. But if I do get one of these silver prisms, bang, you're getting a $500 card. So, Andy, I kind of think I need to rip. Well, we are going to rip a box here today. I kind of feel like I think we need to rip both of these boxes on the stream today.
I think we should, man, because the truth is, I mean, the upside is so high. If you pull a Silver Prism CJ Stroud, it's a $500 payday. I mean, it's like hitting a five-leg parlay, man. And I know that, you know, Ziggy Noh, who's collaborated with me on 2023 Prism and the best ways to profit from it, and he buys into a lot of breaks, and he picks specific teams, and he's bought into blaster box breaks where they're breaking a case of blaster boxes. There's like 24 blaster boxes, and there weren't many CJ Strouds, but it could also be that particular case, and you just never know, man. It's like you never know which box of chocolate's going to have that gold ticket. So I think we got to rip it, man. I think 2023 Prism, if you can get it at retail prices on the shelf, I think you got to rip it at this point, because you could pull the Puka, you could pull the CJ Stroud. And in fact, if you look at the data on just the rookies in general, like Sam Laporta skyrocketed, Jahmyr Gibbs skyrocketed, Jaden Reed even putting up a goose egg on Sunday. And in fact, it was Romeo Doubs that had the big day in the receiver room besides Dontavian Wicks. Romeo Doubs had very few solds. Jaden Reed had 100 times more buy it now and best offer solds than Romeo Doubs did. And it just goes back to how much people like to speculate on rookies, combined with the scarcity and price point. So a lot of the Romeo Doubs, people are like, nah, he wears that number 87. I got my prices set kind of high, this and that. Whereas Jaden Reed, a little bit more unknown, rookie speculation. There's brand new products circulating onto the market every day, and by people who don't have a real good grasp on what they should price those cards at.
And as Mr. T says, I like the quality of this year's Prism. We had a Joel and Dan as well. Our Mr. T says rookie card silvers and discos look nice and quality is solid this year. I feel like Prism has done well with their design. So we'll be looking at some of those here in just a second when we rip a blaster on here. A few more things before we actually get to that. We'll go to Hobby Tip of the Week here in a few moments while Andy sets up his phone. I want this to be known about the NFL playoffs as well. Okay. This isn't so much a football card thing, but a best ball thing. We're big best ball players here with the Underdog Fantasy. Playoff best ball is really, really, really hard. It is a whole different beast. So be careful when you get in a contest, because your heart can get shattered, especially if you drafted a team with a lot of Dallas Cowboys on there. That's obviously a situation where you probably advance to the next round, but you're probably going to lose because, well, those Cowboys players are out. So it's definitely a weird thing. We also say hi to, where did Bush and Messiah go with the CJ Stroud flame emojis? Good to see you in here as well. Now, the next thing I want to get into from a football card perspective is, I feel, Andy, you could see major Super Bowl hype cycle spikes if, let's just say, the Packers magically get to the Super Bowl. Jordan Love cards are going to spike in a one-month period, unlike anything else we have ever seen in this hobby. It's also an interesting time, Andy, from the teams who lost, right? Jalen Hurts, how do you feel about your investments into Jalen Hurts? How do you feel about your investments into Dak Prescott? I think Dak collectors are really wondering, what is the point of life right now? Not the point of football cards. They're questioning, Andy, their life motives.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but I mean, Dak really is the new Kirk Cousins. I mean, it's unfortunate, but I think that's how he's gonna end up kind of going down in the record books, man. And you know, yeah, when it comes to Jordan Love, I would not necessarily be totally out now. He's gone up an insane amount, Carter. But what I'm doing now with Jordan Love, and I just, for the record, we could go back and clip, but I've been saying to buy Jordan Love for weeks because he's going to be their starting quarterback next year. So in the off chance he did win that playoff game. I didn't think he was going to play that good, but especially against the Cowboys, but he pulled it off, man. And as a result, his cards have gone up a tremendous amount. So what I'm doing now is saying, are his cards more or less expensive than Joe freaking Burrow? I know, Carter, but I really do think with him playing for the Packers and the fact that this is more or less his rookie season, if we really think about it, you know, I think his prices could get up into the range that we've seen Joe Burrow get to before. And it, you know, obviously it's going to take performance, but we're already halfway there. And the way it's kind of the way I'm looking at it. If you look at the base Donruss, yes, the PSA 10 is up over that base Prism. I think can still go up a lot more. I think the base Prism can go up to 150, 200. You see the Joe Burrow average over the past 180 days, 6 months, 171. I think the Optic Hollows and the Prism Silvers and that kind of stuff can go up a lot more for Jordan Love. Now, obviously, they've got the 49ers coming up. So it's a very short window. People don't necessarily want to buy into a big, you know, crescendo only to get burned by Jordan Love throwing three picks and flaming out against the 49ers. Yeah, you know, even if that happens, I think he's still hyped up in September. Yes, you're buying in on the way up, but the upside is massive. If you're looking to make a quick flip, I mean, if they beat the 49ers, watch out, you know?
Yeah, I got a few Jordan Love rookies. I have this orange laser, but raw. I wish I would have graded it. It looks actually pretty good. I'm trying to decide what I'm going to do with the Jordan Love cards that I have. I kind of just want to 99 cent them and just take what I can right now and just move on with life. I just also want people to know that the likelihood that he gets his soul crushed next week by the San Francisco 49ers is higher than you would like to think. Let's go to the draft class that we've talked about quite a bit, which is the 2016 draft class. Andy's got the values pulled up of Dak Prescott and Jared Goff. And Andy, what stands out to you and our good buddy Hector here?
Yeah. The fact that the Lions do get Tampa and they once again get another home playoff game, which never happens for the Lions. It's been 32 years since they get home playoff games, and you saw how lit they were against the Rams. I am not projecting my team to win this matchup at all. I'm expecting the Lions to make it to the championship game here, which I do think Jared Goff cards will go up. He took very good care of the ball this past game, and I think that continues. I think Jared Goff, he was playing very good football, and when it comes to the playoffs, it's going to be a matter of time before we see those prices go up. And the fact that he's $50 cheaper on the Prism PSA 10 at an average of 150 compared to Dak's 200, yeah, I think Jared Goff's cards go up a lot because the fact is he dipped, man. He dipped in the midseason dip there. Look at that December dip on Jared Goff, 132. Ooh. So, in fact, yesterday you were buying 155, 158, 160 for his Prism PSA 10, and that's not too much higher than what the 1 year low was at 130 and 125. And if you just go back to September, 255, I mean, we can easily get back there. We're in the playoffs, Carter.
Yeah, and I think people like an underdog story, even though Jared Goff was the number one overall pick. It is interesting, these career resurgences of these number one, these top draft picks. You have Baker Mayfield, you got Jared Goff. That is just such a crazy matchup. If you would have said that, this is what makes sports great. Ziggy, obviously bringing up what a great time in football cards, crazy, amazing week. Victor says he's still high on Jordan Love. That's good. It's crazy to think that Baker Mayfield and Jared Goff in a playoff game is just—it's just insane, and it is also pretty insane how much easier of a path it is for a quarterback in the NFC than in the AFC. I think that's very important, Andy, to point that out for this reason, because quarterbacks run the hobby, and we know winning playoff games is what can really move the needle for a QB. And you look at the QBs in the AFC, and then you look at the QBs in the NFC, you could have four QBs in the AFC. You take over all the four QBs in the NFC, right? So keep that in mind. It's not just the quarterbacks that are still left in the AFC. It's also the quarterbacks who didn't even make the playoffs. Like we mentioned earlier, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence, those guys didn't even make it. NFC, you feel pretty good. Like if let's say a Justin Fields goes to another NFC team with slightly better coaching in a new environment, I don't think Justin Fields is all that great, even though he was my number one quarterback. And you could be in a scenario where he's making a run, because if Jordan Love, Brock Purdy, and Baker Mayfield and Jared Goff can do it, just maybe one of these other guys in the NFC can do it. Okay, let's go to Kaiser Sose before we rip this box here. He says, sell or hold Baker Mayfield. Clear sell for me. What say you, Andy?
Yeah, it's a hold for me. Well, it is a hold for me, but it depends on the card, right? Okay. If I've got a base prism, base Donruss, optic hollow, prism silver, I'm holding, because I don't think that those cards overall, generally speaking, yeah, they've gone up a little bit, but we have not seen the increase in Baker Mayfield that we've seen in Jordan Love, and the cards are very comparable in price when you look at base Donruss, PSA 10, Prism, PSA 10 values. You have a lot of transactional data, so we call those cards very liquid. So the very liquid cards for Baker Mayfield, I have not seen the 100% price increase that I would want to see. So my thought is, yes, it's a very low upside play for him to advance to the championship game, but is he the locked-in starter? So for me, there's personal collection value. I think he gets extended with Tampa. I'm hoping that Dave Canales is still in Tampa as well. And I know Mike Evans might be leaving, but I like the obviously Baker's a bona fide starter in the league. You know, he's going to get another chance, whether it's in Tampa or wherever. He's going to be a starter next year. I think there's going to be hype. He also finished as a top 12, so a QB1 in terms of fantasy. He is going to be a guy that's drafted with the top 10 to 12 quarterbacks in fantasy next year. So from that fact alone, his ADP from 2023 is going to rise a lot going into 2024. And so throughout the summer, heading into the season, I think people are going to be buying his cards, regardless of how he finishes here in the divisional round against the Lions, which I do think will be a shootout. I think this is going to be a good game. So, I think Baker's going to ball, and it should be a really fun game. So I'm going to hold, but I get it if you want to sell. There's definitely people buying Baker right now for a premium.
And it is important to note with Andy's analysis, he is a Tampa fan. So holding a Baker card probably excites you a little bit more than, there you go, the champs. Hey, you could run it back this year. You never know. You got Devin White. I got some good pieces there. My play of the week is Vita Vea. Because if Vita Vea is the only person on the planet that could stop the tush push, then he must be the best nose tackle since freaking Vince Wilfork. So I'm definitely going to be looking to buy some Vita Vea. Nose tackles matter here on the Football Card Quest.
That's a thick boy.
Yeah. I love the thickness, baby. Mr. T's question, he says, looking to snipe Tua and Hurts in the coming weeks, months. Andy, I am definitely interested in Jalen, not so much Tua. Once again, Andy, as you know, I've taken a lot of heat for what I've said about Tua over the years. He is a product of his environment. You could just see he doesn't have the juice. Jalen Hurts was the victim of the worst coordinator hires I think I've ever seen. Obviously, defensively, he's not as much affected by the offensive as he is on the offensive side of the football. I think Sirianni's going to get some competent play calling on both sides of the ball. And I think Jalen Hurts will come back and be better than what he was these last couple of weeks. But obviously, price goes into it. Obviously, with both of these guys being 2020 guys, you can do some comparisons as well. But I'm definitely buying Jalen Hurts, and I don't know how you feel about Tua, Andy.
Yeah, it's tough, man. honestly, when I make bets in the off season, it's all about who I think can get off to a 3-0 start at the beginning of the season. And we know Tua is good at that. So, you know, from that standpoint, if I get the right deal, like I did this past off season at the National or a card show or just on eBay, I'm likely to take it just to diversify my exposure and really cash in. Cause you know, it's likely one of these guys, obviously they're going to be hyped in September and they could get off to that hot start at the beginning of the season, that hot start combined with the low, low prices that you could potentially snipe these guys for in the coming weeks and months, make them, they put them on my radar.
Love it. So yeah, hobby tip of the week. Mine's is pretty simple before we rip this box of Prism. Look at the players that aren't playing right now. That's where you get your deals. Okay, I understand we're so hyped into the moment. We're locked into the moment about what's happening right now and in the playoffs. And the playoffs have been, even though there were mostly blowouts, these are absolutely compelling stories. But look at the players that aren't playing. Obviously, one guy I'm really high on going into next year, and I think he could be an RB1 in fantasy next year. I think he'd be a top five RB in fantasy is Tyjae Spears. I freaking love me some Tyjae Spears. He has got the juice, and he is going to be the guy next year, knowing that Derrick Henry's probably going to go somewhere else. So Tyjae is definitely someone that I was going to make that my play of the week again. But still, that's my hobby tip of the week. Look for other players that that currently isn't playing right now. Andy, we go to you.
All right. So you may not want me to share this, Carter, but I know how you love to spread knowledge, even if it's to your detriment here. So I'm going to share with you guys something just released. We've talked about this a couple weeks in the past, but it hasn't come up in a week or two. The product has now leaked onto the market. Jaden Daniels, Onyx autographed cards from Onyx. Did I just say Onyx twice in the same sentence? My bad, guys.
Okay.
they're on the market. And these are literally the only real autograph cards you can get from a respectable company of Jaden Daniels. And Carter, are we still feeling him probably going in the top 10 to 15? I mean, this is our Heisman Trophy winner.
NFL's a copycat league, especially if Lamar wins this weekend. Jaden is the next Lamar Jackson. I don't know if he's going to be that good, but they're friends. That's who he comps to. So if I can get that type of cheat code QB, I actually have these cards, and I probably should have sold mine because a lot of these have hit the market. As you can see, they are going consistently for a hundo. I'm not selling mine, Andy. It just means too much to me. I'm just not going to move mine, but I do think Jaden's going to be a really good NFL quarterback if he goes to a coach that's open-minded like John Harbaugh.
Yeah, and I'll just say, you know, when you look at a guy like Jaden who has this few of rookie cards, doesn't have the Bowman Chrome first, all that kind of stuff, I mean, these cards could easily go up to 250 to 300 plus when the draft comes around. And this is one of 50 different rookie cards that he's got. I mean, it's just simple supply and demand, and he's a top 10 pick. I mean, these cards are gonna shoot up. So that's my hobby tip, just to keep these on your radar in terms of prospecting.
Yeah, and one more thing, and Andy, let's go ahead and rip this box, make sure we can get through all of it. While you get this ready, as someone that's watched every snap of Jaden Daniels' career, and it was funny, quick story. Before I met Andy, I was actually on the phone for a while with one of Jaden's inner circle before I met Andy for the very first time. I think the Raiders, as Hector points out, makes a lot of sense. If the Raiders hire Antonio Pierce, the likelihood that they draft Jaden Daniels, if he falls to them, is really, really high. Because of Antonio Pierce coaching Jaden Daniels in college. So there you go. While Andy gets this ready, Ziggy says he's got some Tyjae Spears. Okay, I like that, man. I think he's going to be so freaking good next year. And I understand he's a Louisiana guy, but he went to Tulane. I'm more of an LSU person. But man, I freaking love Jaden Daniels so much, and I'm going to be buying his stuff when his pro uniform cards come out. I got quite a bit of college uniform stuff. Another thing is I can't wait next year. You know, you see Anthony Richardson on the cover of this box right here. I think the hype cycle surrounding Anthony Richardson going into next year is going to get absurd. I really do think so. With Steichen and everyone back, I mean, I'm really excited about the Colts next year. And there you go. So I think we're going to pull a CJ, man. I really do think so. And for those that don't know, this is the card box that Andy lost in this bet with the game a few weeks ago between the Saints and the Bucks. Oh, is that let's go.
We got an orange disco right off the bat. Yeah, this is your box technically, Carter. It's Kareem Hunt.
Okay.
Bryce Young. Those are a dime a dozen, by the way. That's like the most common insert ever.
Of course.
But he is your short king, right?
Yeah. Oh man, I'll never live that take down Bryce Young over CJ. Let's see.
Gabe
Palmer.
Josh Tillman. Got an orange disco Tillman.
Cedric Tillman. Tennessee Vols.
All right. Ayuk. And the Ghost Card. Yeah. So, hey, while I'm doing this, Carter, just shout out to nooffseason.com. If you guys are interested in any other sports outside of football, definitely check out nooffseason.com. Check out our website that they created for us, footballcardquest.com.
For okay, our here premium we go. Content.
Here we go. Got a Laporta base.
Oh hell yeah.
That's a good sign, man. Yeah. That's a good sign for you. Look at that.
That's good. I'm probably the only person on the planet that would be excited with that card as a Tyrann Mathieu PC guy.
I'm going to get that in a one touch for you.
Look at that. That's cool. Let's see.
Miles Sanders, Josh Reynolds, Zach.
Bless it.
Calvin Austin.
Oh, we got two more packs.
Two more packs, man.
Black Finite 101 will be in one of these.
Shout out to Clickbaits. He posted a little bit earlier. He pulled a Silver Prism CJ Stroud of a blaster yesterday. Oh, congrats, man. Buda Baker. Witherspoon. Here we go. Dobbs.
This box is cooked. Kamara.
Okay. Is it cooked? It's the last pack, man.
I think we're cooked, man. I think we're cooked.
Ooh. There's a disco. One more disco. Come on,
baby. Save it for the last one. Save it for the last one.
All right. Let's see. How do I do that? Just pull it out like that.
Yeah, there we go.
All right.
George Kittle, okay.
Kittle Reporter, Logan Wilson, Aaron Donald.
Come on, give me something.
Jalen Hyatt.
Dang it.
Oh, man.
Pulled both the Tennessee receivers.
How do we do that?
I don't know.
No Hendon Hooker.
No. This is a hooker-free zone. No, that was tough. I don't know. I guess Andy, let's just 99 cent those orange disco Hyatts, I guess, or what should we do with this?
Yeah, I should send them all to you, and or I can sell them for you.
No,
or we could give them away. There's a lot of Giants fans out there. we could give it away. You want to do a trivia question? The first person in the chat that gets a question right gets the whole lot, except for the Silver Prism Honey Badger.
Yeah, I definitely want that one. But we'll do it next week. How about that? We are pressed for time. So that's a good sign. Next week you got to tune in, because who doesn't want to win a Cedric Tillman orange disco jersey color match? Not only his NFL jersey, but college uniform. So, oh God, look at this comment, dude. And it comes from one of my good friends. Hey, Carter got a Jaden Daniels card, just happens to be in a Jets uniform. Well, you know what? I hope, I really, really hope that you stumble into a volcano, an erupting volcano full of electric eels and lions. That's what I hope for you after this comment. I mean, that is a knife in my jugular level stuff. So there you go. But now we move on to play of the week. We'll take a few more of your questions here in a second. I've already given out my play of the week. I'm going all in on Tajay Spears. He might be my most heavily drafted RB in best ball drafts next year. It is crazy that Tajay Spears in his rookie season had more receptions than Treylon Burks had in his first two seasons combined. And Burks is a wide receiver. Tajay Spears is a running back. Tajay to the moon, baby. My play of the week. I think he's going to be a really, really good RB next year. Will Levis can't run. And I know he likes to chunk it downfield, so that means coverages next season. He's going to get a lot of too high. So what happens when you play a lot of too high coverages and you can't chunk it deep? What do you do, Andy?
Dump it off, baby.
Check it out. Tajay Spears is going to be this generation's Matt Forte, okay? I don't think he's going to be the best back, but he is from Tulane. He's not as big as Matt Forte, but he's just going to put up big numbers. So, Tajay, watch out. It's going to be awesome, okay?
I got another receiving running back for you that I'm actually I may be a glutton for punishment on this one, to be honest with you, because I've got a few of his cards, full disclaimer. They're obviously not moving. They're very, very cheap right now, but he's hitting free agency this year. It's not very often that you get a guy that's got the athletic profile of Antonio Gibson, and he's got very low mileage on his wheels. And I think this guy's been on the bad side of coaching going back to his rookie year. We saw his rookie cards explode in the rookie season of 2020. You look at his athletic profile for a guy that's 6 foot, 228. I mean, this guy can run a very fast 4.39, so super explosive. Played receiver at Memphis, you know, was shared a backfield with Tony Pollard and Kenneth Gainwell and one other guy I can't remember, but basically was mostly a receiver. And then he gets into the NFL and he never really accepted by the coaching staff and embraced besides his rookie season, because then they bring in 2021, they bring in Jerick McKinnon and McKinnon gets a lot of the receiving work. And then they bring in Brian Robinson in 2022, and he had literally Antonio Gibson had two fumbles, and people like pegged him as this guy who fumbles a lot. And I think he was in the doghouse a lot by Ron Rivera. But if you actually look at his juke rate and his efficiency in terms of his yards created and the things he was able to do in the open field, he's still on a per touch basis very good. And he's going to be an unrestricted free agent this year. I don't think he stays in Washington. I think they've got a lot of repetitive pieces there. You've got new ownership, you got new management, new consultants. It's clean house. They're starting fresh in Washington, maybe besides Eric Bieniemy. And I think Antonio Gibson lands somewhere where he can revitalize his career. And I'm very excited. I think he has very much like a renaissance in 2024, like Tony Pollard did last year, not this season, but in 2022. And so if you look at that, I mean, Tony Pollard was a 2019 rookie heading into 2022, was finally his year to break out, and he still shared a backfield with Zeke Elliott. Well, 2020 was Antonio Gibson's rookie season. I think 2024 is the year that he really breaks out in a different backfield and a different scenario. And you can get his like rare, you can get some rare Antonio Gibson stuff for like just a couple dollars, Carter. I'm talking National Treasures, true RPAs for like 25, 30 bucks, dude, maybe less in auction. It's crazy. So, you know, that combined with a new opportunity for through free agency, I'm buying it, Antonio Gibson again.
I love Antonio Gibson, man. I go back. He had a run versus the Bills, not this last year, but the year before. That was so spectacular. I agree with you, man. I just don't know if the Commanders are a good fit for him. And, I mean, I could easily see him go on a cheap deal to a really good team and catch 40 balls next season. So I love that. Clickbaits, let's take a few QBs here. Thoughts on Nick Mullins or Mason Rudolph?
Yeah, I'm not a big backup quarterback gambler. I'm super interested to see what the Steelers do this offseason. Obviously, they've got some work to do, and Mike Tomlin may not be there. So new coaching comes in. They may not want to start any of those guys. So, you know, I get it. Prices are cheap, and a lot of guys like it. So it goes back to if you can get, let's say, a rookie ticket auto for a quarterback that's like under 50 bucks, okay, that's like the floor, and there's really no downside. So, yeah, if you want to diversify a little bit of your bankroll on something like that, then go for it. You know, if you're picking up a dollar prism, that kind of stuff, then go for it. There's no downside. You may be left holding it forever and passing it down to your grandchildren one day, but there's no downside, you know, at those prices. Yeah. But it's got to be at those prices. I'm not spending over $100 anything Mason Rudolph or Nick Mullins.
Let me give you a quarterback, okay? Just to bring up, and it goes along with what I said earlier about the NFC. Okay. One thing I totally got wrong about was the Houston Texans. I wasn't a huge CJ Stroud guy. Didn't like what they did in the draft, but they obviously exceeded all expectations and they were right. And I was totally wrong. I'm totally fine with admitting that I'm wrong. I'm still excited what the Cardinals are going to do in this draft next year. Okay. Is this a time to look at Kyler Murray? Okay. Andy, they're going to run it back with him. I don't think they're going to take a quarterback at four. I think they'll take a quarterback later in the draft, especially if they don't like Clayton Tune. But you're looking them at number four. Do the top three teams in this draft take quarterbacks? Bears, I think they'll take a quarterback. Commanders, I think they will take a quarterback. Patriots, I think they'll take a quarterback. So the Cardinals could get Marvin Harrison next year. I mean, they're going to get Marvin Harrison or Malik Nabers. They'll get to pick between either one of them. Both of them would shred with Kyler Murray, especially in the NFC. Maybe it's a time to look back at Kyler. I still have some Kyler in my collection. When you watch Kyler when he came back from injury, Andy, did you like what you saw?
Yeah, actually, it wasn't bad. I mean, he looked a lot better than Deshaun Watson when Watson came back.
Right.
You know, I'd rather buy Kyler than Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, and I look at Kyler, no 300-yard passing games. Of course, that's a little worrisome since he, you know, came back. But, you know, no real receivers out to the outside. So you give him a number one receiver. I mean, who is a dynasty tight end you would take over Trey McBride right now, Andy?
Sam LaPorta.
That's it. I mean, yeah. That would be the only one. So Kyler's going to have freaking weapons next year. Look at Brian T. Look at Brian T's my guy, man. First comment. Brian has been waiting. Brian tuned in today saying, God, I wonder if somebody's going to mention Kyler freaking Murray. And Brian hadn't commented all stream. He was like, I've been doing this on the DL, and Carter's showing me out here. Good job, Brian. That's a great mind. Like, so I was going to say that for play of the week next week. I normally stack these things up, but I'll give you two. Tyjae, Kyler Murray, short Kings unite. Short Kings with speed unite. Joel, are you really taking Dalton Kincaid over Sam Laporta and Trey McBride? Andy, I don't know if I like Dalton Kincaid. What say you?
I mean, he's all right. He's all right. I just think you need a different offensive coordinator, and you also need to get Dawson Knox off the team for Dalton Kincaid to be more consistent producer.
Yeah, I love Trey McBride. I do. I gave him his play of the week once Zach Kurtz got hurt, and I did not think he'd be this good. So, yeah, I think you give Marvin Harrison to the Cardinals. Marvin Harrison, probably the next Larry Fitzgerald, or Malik Nabers to the Cardinals. Dude, Kyler, watch the frick out. They better not take an offensive tackle. Take one of those receivers. So, there you go. Now, I do have to skedaddle. Are there any more questions, Andy, that you want to take? I'll always open up for you. Are there any topics that you want to get to that we weren't able to today?
Yeah, you know what? You go ahead and drop, Carter. What I'm going to do is I'm going to roll Paul Hickey. He's actually come in here late with a hobby tip of the week. He wants to share a late tip here. And so we're going to share a tip from Paul Hickey at nooffseason.com, and then we'll wrap it up, man.
All right, buddy. Yeah, go ahead. Run it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
What's up, Football Card Quest? I'm Paul Hickey with nooffseason.com, co-host of the Sports Card Strategy Show right here on the nooffseason.com Sports Card Network. Andy and Carter, I got a little hobby tip for buying on eBay today, inspired by Andy Kaysen, in fact, and it is how to snipe buy it now. So I'm going to show you guys a little trick on eBay to use the advanced search to go in and maybe look for buy it now listings that are a little old, and buy it now listings that are a little old could have outdated pricing on them. So when news happens in the NFL offseason, you can get deals on cards for buy it now listings that are a little bit outdated on their pricing. So I'm throwing out a possibility. This is just a hypothesis of something that could happen in the offseason. Maybe there's some news for our guy Trey Lance to rise up the depth chart in Dallas with poor performance from Dak Prescott at the end of the NFL season and the playoff game against Green Bay. So that's just an example. This can happen at any given time based on news in the NFL or results of games. So what I want you to do is go up to the advanced search up at the top. Next to the search bar, you'll see a small word advanced in blue. And then I want you to scroll down and go to buy it now under buying format, and then check the box for buy it now, and then go down to items ending within, and then basically, if you pick buy it nows that are ending within, say, 24 hours or less, 12 hours, 5 hours, 4 hours, 3 hours, 2 hours, 1 hour, and then click search, it's going to show you buy it nows that are about to end. And in theory, these can be sniped. Now, you're not always going to be able to bank on the fact that the buyer listed it at a low price anyway. A lot of people list buy it nows at high prices anyway to avoid this from happening. But a lot of times people will just list cards to sell based on recent comps. And then based on the news cycle, those cards start selling for much more. And so you can go use this tactic to just search every now and then. And you can even save these searches based on player and the parameters of the advanced search that I showed you. So everybody, that's a little hobby tip of the week on how to potentially find deals on football cards and all sports cards. This doesn't just apply to my football example. We cover all sports at nooffseason.com. So check out the Sports Card Strategy Show and nooffseason.com for any of your basketball, baseball, F1, hockey, soccer, golf, in addition to football, card buying strategies, helping you flip to make money and fund your PC. Thanks for having me on today's show. Andy and Carter, back to you.
I appreciate that, Paul. So guys, I actually, this is what I like to do. I like to sort by newly listed because a lot of times, you know, buy nows are kind of picked through fairly quickly. So when you do the ones that are about to end, but then do the newly listed ones. And I would even do the newly listed ones first, to be honest with you. That's just my personal preference because, you know, that's where you can find, you can get early to listings that are going to be sniped very shortly because the seller listed them too cheap. So there's a couple hobby tips for you guys. I appreciate everybody tuning in today. This week, I will be live again on Thursday night with Steve, the eBay Hitman. Thursday night, not Wednesday night. We'll be live on Thursday night. Digging into the divisional round playoffs, live eBay sniping, prop bet analysis, and a whole lot more. I'll see you guys there. Have a great day. Peace.